So continuing in this great vein of talks, now you've heard about missionary or faith-based, we've heard about academics. That's not for everybody. So our next two speakers are actually going to talk about sort of some hybrid models or just becoming a full-time humanitarian surgeon. And the first is Suzanne Yoder, who's a pediatric surgeon from Los Angeles.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Wren and Dr. Razek, for inviting me to participate in this panel. I am certainly honored to be here. I will be speaking today about combining locum tenens work with overseas work, and I have no disclosures. So literally translated, locum tenens means one, holding a place. Offering temporary coverage for understaffed surgical practices, locum tenens has become an alternative to traditional work models. There is a limited literature on the subject, as you can imagine, but there was a 2008 commentary in the bulletin that noted the utility of such coverage for rural setting practices where solo practitioners are more common. We actually use locums coverage more prevalently in pediatric surgery. So the American Pediatric Surgical Association conducted a survey in 2015, which found that 24% of practices were using locums regularly. Most used the coverage as they were recruiting to fill full-time positions or for periods of extended leave, such as sabbaticals or long vacations. With workforce demands prompting an increased utilization of locum tenens coverage, consensus statements have been put out by both the American Pediatric Surgical Association and the American College of Surgeons. These statements emphasize the responsibility on the part of both the practitioner and the hiring facility to maintain excellent practice standards and open, clear communication channels about expectations and responsibilities when someone is coming in to cover a practice. Both statements emphasize that locum tenens coverage should never be a substitute for, but should instead just be the coverage of a full-time practitioner or practitioners. It's not a substitute for having a surgical team in place. So the option of this flexible work model combined with global surgery work will really look very different for each individual surgeon who practices this way. Since it's so individual, I'm going to speak very personally about my path and then offer some general observations about the pros and cons of this type of procedure. So during my years of training, we didn't have these fabulous programs that I've been hearing about. I'm kind of jealous. But I was able to participate in two mission trips. I went to Vietnam, and I also went to Bolivia. And as everyone in this room can attest, I knew after participating in those trips that this was something that was important to me and that I always wanted to have in my practice. Having finished my pediatric surgery training, I worked full-time for 4 years in Denver, Colorado. And during my time there, my partners were supportive of my interests and they were willing to adjust call schedules and clinics as I participated in trips to Belize and Haiti and Mongolia. My decision to pursue locum tenens work was spurred by two very strong pulls. Professionally, I wanted to be able to spend more time overseas. And personally, I really wanted to live at the ocean, not the mountains. So as I embarked on my locum tenens path, I was based in California. I initially spent weekends back at my prior practice in Denver. I worked locums assignments in New Mexico and Kansas. I have since worked locums assignments in Arizona, Alaska, South Dakota, and even in California. I have worked through one agency, though there are many agencies available, and you can actually work through more than one agency at the same time if you choose. Additionally, I have an independent per diem contract with one specific hospital. I work approximately 100 days a year, and those are usually in 4 to 5 day runs of call. Those days currently skew heavy to weekends and holidays, though to be honest, the demand does vary, and it just depends on when practices have need. I always have the option to decline an assignment if I am not available for those dates. I do pay for my own health insurance, and I have set up my own retirement through a SEP IRA. But my income does allow me to afford my travel on global service trips. I live a fairly modest lifestyle near the ocean. And for me, this model is financially and logistically viable. This model is not one size fits all. Some surgeons may choose to work longer locum assignments. Some surgeons may choose to work many more places than I work currently. He may choose to work more days a year or fewer days a year. So those are the details of how I work. What this model and the time that it's allowed me has allowed me doing global surgeries, basically to say yes to a variety of opportunities without worrying about call coverage, without worrying about missing clinics, or falling short on other responsibilities built into a more traditional practice models. I was able to complete an MPH in 2016. I've participated in internet-based lectures in Haiti, and I've also worked with SAGE's Global Affairs Committee. But it has been the diverse overseas work that has been the most inspiring and fulfilling for me. I was able to participate in 4 trips to Mongolia where we worked with local surgeons, teaching them safe laparoscopic cholecystectomy. I've traveled to Tanzania with a plastic surgery group from Colorado, and I have also worked with a group based out of New York City that travels to China. I've gone to Nanjing, China with them a couple of times, working with local surgeons in China. But the most impactful opportunity I was able to say yes to was taking care of one special child in Haiti. A group of orthopedic surgeons traveled to Jacmel annually, and they knew of a 3-year-old who was born with a perforate anus and had a chronically prolapsing stoma. The orthopedic team was looking for a pediatric surgeon to join their trip. Multiple phone calls kind of went around, and someone said, "Yoder's available, she'll go." Yoder was available. And I was able to go down with the team and complete the perineal procedure and then return independently for the stoma takedown. My relationship with that orthopedics team resulted in more invitations, and soon it became apparent that there was a significant pediatric general surgery need in Jacmel, and a dedicated pediatric surgery trip was warranted. So for the past 5 years, Locums has really allowed me the opportunity to found and manage an annual service project in Jacmel, Haiti. I oversee the details, including supply procurement, partial financing, patient and volunteer recruitment. I reach out to doctors, PAs, nurses, students from all of the places I've had the opportunity to work my locums jobs, and I form a team of volunteers. We provide local education, working with Haitian nursing and nurse practitioner students. We also are going to be working with Haitian anesthesiologists this trip. We promote service work by bringing one medical volunteer each year who has never been exposed to this type of service work in hopes that we will inspire them to pursue more opportunities. We provide mentorship, bringing at least one interested college or medical student each year, offering them exposure to this work. Building this project has been the most joyful and definitely the best part of being a surgeon for me. It's allowed me to recognize the privilege I have in my surgery practice. So to distill it all down to 2 very busy and very boring slides, the benefits of Locum's global surgery model, the obvious one is that it's the flexibility of the schedule. You can say yes often without worrying about call schedules, clinics, or affecting your partner's plans. You can participate in long-term global surgery assignments, traveling for months at a time if you wish, and just schedule your Locum's work around that. You may be more likely to be available to participate in emergency or disaster relief type situations, but you'll hear more about that later. Another benefit is exposure to different hospital systems. You get to see how different systems manage specific problems, and you can take operative techniques and pearls and organizational pearls that you find work to other institutions and even overseas. The variety keeps things new. Just as a side note, I also think that Locums is a great way to check out a new job if you're thinking of joining on full time. You get to experience the full culture, the operative culture, the ER culture, the ICU culture. Gives you a clear idea if that practice is really a good fit for you. Another benefit is that you have limited commitment to department and hospital meetings. Now, some people might disagree with that, but that's where I stand. Locum work allows you to develop a broad network of practitioners to draw on for volunteers for your projects. I take people from every place I've ever worked when we go to Haiti, so it's a really fun way to meet new people. You get to live where you want. I actually have moved away from Los Angeles, and currently I live somewhere where there are no pediatric surgery practices, but an airport close by, so I can travel to work. You have the opportunity to see more of the country. I've been to places in the country I'm not sure I had ever intended to visit, and I've certainly found them to be quite lovely. And though this has not been studied specifically, the part-time schedule of locums, in my mind, is a bit of a protection from burnout. So obviously there are drawbacks, and the biggest one is lack of income security. The income working in this model can fluctuate and be inconsistent. Your opportunities may change as practices take on full-time coverage. You have to plan for those eventualities, and you have to be willing to seek changing opportunities and work in multiple different locations. There's a lack of paid benefits. Malpractice is covered, but again, like I said, I do pay for my own health insurance. There's a significant amount of travel away from home. For me, just I stress out my dog sometimes, but for people that can definitely be a big issue. That's my timer. So I'm just gonna say, you can look at that slide. I have found my time practicing pediatric general surgery this way very rewarding and sustainable. I find joy in the days I work my locum practices and also when I work overseas. I feel privileged to have the opportunity to practice both at home and abroad. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you today, and I'm happy to answer questions when we open up the panel or after. Thanks.